Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And indeed we are. This is your country folk surviving up here in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon. On Halloween, happy Halloween, October 31st, 2021. We'll be with you for 2 hours here this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome to call in. We'll have a little bit of audio from our namesake, President Donald John Trump. We'll start off, in fact, with some fresh Donald Trump. We weren't able to line up our live interview with our president due to scheduling conflicts. Okay. So but we will hear from a Donald Trump interview yesterday with Jeanine Pirro. Wonderful interview, short, and you're going to love it. But your calls are welcome. We can intersperse your calls. Take your calls at our accustomed number, 512-248. Who do we appreciate? Donald Trump, 8252. That's 512-248-8252. And forward to some calls from you folks. It's been another, let's give the executive summary here since we last met up last week here in the Trump Clubhouse. How have things gone? I would say very well. Things are looking good. Things are looking up. So, and let's delve into some of those things that happened since we last met up here. Let me think. What bad news have we had? I mean, other than the fact that the communist administration, the Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Bolshevik administration is taking America to hell in a handcart. Everything's fine. So, I think, you know, I'm a little more optimistic than I was some months ago. Because, well, for example, this coming Tuesday, unless the demon rats can, I mean, just cheat the hell out of that election on Tuesday. And by the way, I think the Secretary of State or the Supervisor of Elections, I don't know what her title is, in Virginia has announced, we're not going to know the result till Friday. Now we start to worry. We're not going to know the Tuesday result till Friday. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that the George Soros-funded communist traitors who control elections across the country, they're going to have they're going to have all of Tuesday night and Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday in order to cook the books, in order to print as many phony ballots as they need and modify as many vote tallies as they need in order to screw us in that election between Youngkin and McAuliffe. Now, what we need, of course, on Tuesday is for Youngkin to just steamroller McAuliffe, making it much more difficult for the communists to steal the election. If it's close, or let's say it's, you know, close, or even, you know, just a few hundred thousand votes, well, that's a red meat to the communists. They will, of course, try to steal. They can steal that quantity of votes. So we'll see here on Tuesday. But here, but that's the bad news. The good news is it looks like Youngkin is smashing McAuliffe. He's tearing him from limb to limb. He's trouncing McAuliffe. And McAuliffe is such a dumbass. Well, here's the beauty of McAuliffe. He's actually saying what demon rats think. He's actually spilling the beans. He's actually on TV saying, no, you parents have no say in what goes on in at the schools where that you pay for, to which you send your children. In other words, McAuliffe is a typical communist, and that's what he is. He's a communist. And that's what these pieces of crap against whom we're fighting, they are communists. They're not liberals. They're communists. So McAuliffe, he doesn't believe that your children are your children. You don't have any rights. Rights? What rights? I don't need no stinking rights. Just a reference there to the Treasure of the Sierra Madre, the wonderful movie, 19, was it 39 or 37? Anyway, McAuliffe doesn't think you have any stinking rights. But he's made the mistake of saying it. You're not supposed to. Come on, McAuliffe, don't you know the rules? Don't you know Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals? You don't announce it. You don't say it on TV to all of the Virginia parents, you dumbass. You keep it under your hat. You deal in deception. So anyway, he spilled the beans, and the Virginia parents are tearing him apart. So I think he's going to go down to defeat, big, big defeat on Tuesday. Of course, Donald Trump, the big endorser of Youngkin, and this will set the stage for further, well, what McAuliffe has done, he has delivered on a silver platter not only Virginia, the governorship, to Republicans. He's delivered to Republicans maybe the number one issue. Yes, maybe the issue that will actually work with good people across the country. Republican, Democrat, and Independent. And that is, your children are your children. That's an issue the Democrats, for decades, think about it, remember back, the Democrats have posed is the verb here, they have posed as the champions of education. They're the ones who are for good schools and more money. And that has always meant for them more money for the schools, higher pay for the teachers, bond issues for build more schools, spend more money, billions for universities and colleges. So they've been they've always had the complete endorsement of all the teacher unions, et cetera. So here's what happened. Lo, these many years, the demon rat communists have been working insidiously inside of our schools, communizing. They thought this was their safe little playpen in there, and that we wouldn't.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see.
a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And what you just witnessed there was yet another bit of genius from the engineers down in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support for John Stadtmiller's Public Broadcasting Network. Without those engineers, folks, we have nothing. I have me sitting here looking out the windows of the second floor of my house up here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, wondering what happened to the signal. Unable to do anything about it. But we've got engineers down in Round Rock that get me back on the air, get you and myself and the rest of us all connected, and they keep us connected if you provide the wherewithal to make that happen. They would work for free if they could, but they can't. So you've got to provide the bricks and mortar, the meager pay that we can pay our Patriot heroes. Please make it happen. So resuming my thought here, 2022 coming up, education becomes now the Patriot issue. And it's a great issue. Patriots or parents are now awakened to the fact that their children have been taken away from them. And they are now going to take back America, take back the schools, take back their children. Homeschooling, for example. Homeschooling, when I started homeschooling my son, when he was, I think, 8, homeschooling was, might have been 7. Homeschooling was, hard to say for sure, but about 3% of the parents in America were homeschooling their kids. That number has now, we don't know how high it is, but it might be... quintuple. It might be 15%. It might be 12%, quadruple. It's a huge jump up in homeschooling. That is wonderful. I could go on for the whole 2 hours of this show as to how wonderful that is and how American and uniquely American homeschooling is. You may not know that. Nobody knows that until you get into homeschooling and until you study homeschooling. You don't realize that Only in America do parents have a reasonable chance to homeschool their kids. Only in America. In no other country on earth. Think about it. It's one of the that is emblematic of why America is so important. There are other issues such as the ability to keep and bear arms, a guaranteed right to free speech and religion. These are unique to America. And homeschooling is in that class. Anyway, homeschooling taking off like a rocket. And going into 2022, well, see, now why is this issue going to flourish? Why is this going to break out everywhere in every burg and village in America? Because the rot is in every school in America, I guarantee you. Every school in America is full of communist crap. Every school. And parents are now strolling through their little children's library. And now they know what to look for in that library, too. And they're finding these really communist books. And, interestingly, they're not finding Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer has been put into the furnace. They're not finding Huckleberry Finn. They're not finding Herman Melville. They're not finding our great literature. They're not finding the last of the Mohicans. James Fenimore Cooper has been incinerated. Thomas Jefferson. Boy, I saw a quote from Jefferson this morning that I didn't know. Let me remember it. I saw it on a banner that Australians were carrying in Melbourne, which has been locked down. Melbourne is it is Bolshevism on steroids in Melbourne, Australia. Let me see if I can remember the quote. Jefferson wrote, I don't know where it was. I just saw it on somebody was carrying it on their poster, an Australian. And these Australians are carrying Trump banners as well. But it said, when tyranny becomes law, revolution becomes duty. Thomas Jefferson. Wow. Wow. That's the kind of stuff that's disappearing from our kids' schools. Let me say that again. Here I am, 73 years old, and I had never, this somehow didn't get into my noggin. When tyranny becomes law, and what are we witnessing, ladies and gentlemen? Is tyranny now become law? Why, yes, it has. Yes, it has. In 100, 1,000 different ways, it's breaking out everywhere. Tyranny is becoming law. When tyranny becomes law, revolution becomes duty. Wow. Wow. If one of you out there can give me the reference, tell me where that can be found in the writings of Thomas Jefferson, one of the greatest geniuses who ever lived, and one of the bravest patriots who ever lived. I've got his documents all over my walls here behind me for my children, for my homeschooling program. I've got giant parchment replicas. Well, they're not real parchment. They're not real animal skin, but they're a very good replica of it. I've got them framed all over the walls here along the hallways of my second floor of my house, and even on the first floor. I've got the Declaration of Independence. Oh, thank you, Thomas Jefferson. The Declaration of Independence, wonderful document. And that may be the operative manifesto for us now. We have to declare our independence again. And I've got the Constitution, 4 pages of the Constitution, and then I've got beautiful replica of the Bill of Rights. But those 5 pages, and you can see them in our National Archives, which if we're ever able to visit them again, if we're ever able to stroll freely through our National Archives, as so many of us have in years past, you can put your nose right on the glass. I'm sure you can't do it anymore. Put your nose right on the glass, maybe 2 inches, 3 inches away from those documents, and you can stare right down at the ink on that real, genuine parchment. Most precious 5 pages, political pages in the history of the universe. Anyway, this issue is coming up for 2022. This is a winner of an issue. The Democrats have staked out the McAuliffe position that you should not say. McAuliffe expounded on this yesterday. He elaborated. He said parents shouldn't be selecting the books that their children read in school. That we have, and then this is the word this clown used, experts must choose the books. Go to hell, McAuliffe. Go straight to hell and burn. No, we don't want you as an expert or any of the creeps that you would hire as so-called experts to tell us what we and our children can read. Take a hike, jackass. We decide what our children will read. We paid for it, jackass. The schools belong to us. My property taxes pay for my schools. My property taxes pay the salaries, the bloated salaries of these social justice warriors at those schools. And the even worse creeps on the school board. And even worse, administrators. That's my money, my kids. You can go to hell. We're going to pick the books. We're going to select the curriculum. We're going to run the schools. They are our school. This is new, folks. This is new. Never happened in my lifetime or yours that we as parents, as en masse, realized our schools have been stolen. and we're going to take it back. We're going to take them back. And that's one wonderful thing I discovered in homeschooling, is that I got my son back. My child is now, you know, I'm now raising my child. They're not raising my child. I'm not farming it out to these social justice warriors. And I can't recommend too highly to all you parents out there, if you have the ability to do it, if you can do it, do it. Homeschool your kids. You'll never make a decision about which you'll be more happy later than that. So anyway, this is wonderful news going into 2022. We're already winning on all issues, but this creep McAuliffe dropped this in our lap as an issue that's so big, it's so good, it's so, as Thomas Jefferson says, revolutionary. The parents are now aware it's their duty to revolt because they have found out tyranny rules their schools. They didn't know that. They didn't realize it. They trusted authority in that Stanley Milgram model. If there are any of you who remember the Stanley Milgram experiments, where people, we unfortunately trust authority. This is what happened to us on the scamdemic. The men in white suits. Oh, look at that. There's the guy's name. Look at that. Joe Blow, MD. Oh, he must know what he's talking about, and I better do what he says. And heaven forbid that I should think that maybe that guy is corrupt or bought and paid for or is a scared jackass who's afraid of losing his funding from Pfizer. And all sorts of sorts of authority like that. Well, We that issue, of course. Look at the list of issues we had before this education thing dropped in our laps. The big issue was immigration, the open border, out of control border. Bingo, we win on that in 2022. Another issue, inflation. Bang, bingo, bongo, we win on that one. Joe Biden on day one closes the Keystone Pipeline right here in my backyard. You know, I can just about see it right out my window. He closes this big, beautiful, expensive American pipeline that Donald Trump completed and others that Donald Trump completed and opened and reopened, that gave America energy independence. Energy, not energy independence, energy dominance. We became under Donald Trump, and you don't even want to say under Donald Trump, because that's one of the beauties of Donald Trump. He's not an autocrat or a dictator. We became led by Donald Trump. We became the world's number one oil-producing nation. Some of the nicest oil, too. We became the world's number one natural gas-producing nation. Are we the world's number one coal-producing nation? We might be. I don't know. We should be. We sure have the coal here. We sure have it in North Dakota. Well, you see those trains going down the track, 100 cars loaded with beautiful coal. We became energy dominant in the world, exporting, making billions and billions of dollars for middle-class Americans. Anyway, so that's an issue. Where now John and Jane Q, American the public, are seeing as they pump gas, $5 a gallon gasoline. I'm sorry. And everything else going up. So we win on that one. We win on public safety. That's a huge issue, always with the voters. Safety, crime. And what have the Democrats done? They've staked out their position. They're all for defunding the police. What a dumb ass position politically to take. It's a perfect communist position. But here's what they've done. And this is where the bad news is the good news. They've overreached. These almost centenarian communists like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and George Soros, people that are, you know, about 5 inches from the grave. Maybe they don't want to wait. Maybe they've gotten impatient. Maybe they want their communism now while they can relish it. And they don't want it, so they don't have the patience. Thank goodness they don't have the patience, because it was working for them. Patience was working. Don't tell them. I don't want them to know this. The slow boil was working for them, but they turned the burner on high here. And so they've exposed their game by so doing. So on every issue, every conceivable issue, they lose, and we patriots win. Now they've got an ace up their sleeve, don't they? These card thieves, these cheaters. They've got cards up their sleeve, don't they? What's one of those cards? Election fraud. So it doesn't matter that we win on all issues. It doesn't matter that we get more votes. As Joe Starlin said, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. Well, we have to protect ourselves on that. Unfortunately, across the country, the Democrats are being watched to some degree by Republican county committees across the country. Let's hope it's sufficient in 2022. In any event, I'm more hopeful. Kelso is more hopeful now that we're going to win back the House in 2022. Donald Trump's endorsed candidates are going to win like crazy. Donald Trump has really increased his hold on the position of leadership among us Republicans. Also, the Senate looks like we'll win the Senate. Donald Trump is responsible solely, one man, he's responsible for recruiting Herschel Walker as a senatorial candidate in Georgia. Herschel Walker wasn't going to run, but for Donald Trump's urging him. Now Donald Trump has endorsed him and propelled him to the front of the race in Georgia. He's going to win the seat that the Democrats took thanks to Mitch McConnell's perfidy, there's a word, we had the two Senate seats. We controlled those two Senate seats in Georgia. Mitch McConnell managed to lose both of them. Well, we'll win one back when Herschel Walker, Donald Trump's candidate, wins in Georgia. So that's coming up. So with the Senate, it takes one victory, goes from 50-50 to 51-49 Republican in the Senate. One victory. And of course, hold the line on others and then maybe take another seat somewhere else. And if you lose a seat, take two somewhere else. But it looks as if we may retake the House and we'd be done with Nancy Pelosi. Thank God. Be done with Nancy Pelosi. What a witch on a broomstick. And we'll be done with Chuck Schumer in the Senate. Now, we'll still have, I love it, we'll still have Brandon to contend with. And that's more good news. Oh, my gosh, it's sweeping the nation. At the Georgia-Florida game, the kids were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!" And I've got my Let's Go, Brandon T-shirt that I bought from the Trump Super PAC right here on my, you know, downstairs. And of course, they were chanting more than "Let's go, Brandon." They weren't being shy about it at all. They were chanting "F Joe Brandon," "F Joe Biden," and that's breaking out everywhere. That's wonderful. So that's looking good. But so we have to deal. We have to live with Brandon for 3 more years. But I think we can handle it. If we've got the Senate, we've got the House, the Supreme Court's turning into a big, giant disappointment. Can you believe that? Kavanaugh and Barrett, not put on the Supreme Court by Donald Trump, didn't have the balls when there was a lawsuit from Maine on mandatory vaccine. They didn't have the balls to rule in a patriotic way. What punks. What disappointment. So we don't even have the Supreme Court. But it could be worse. We'll be back shortly after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When I was a little boy,
we're back, folks.
Mama said to me,
thanks for tuning us in. So good news on the horizon there. Let's take a phone call here before I continue. And then after that, after this phone call, we'll talk to James in Vancouver. We're going to listen to Donald Trump interviewed by Jeanine Pirro. James in Vancouver, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say one of the reasons why the price of gasoline is so high, I believe it's because United States is importing oil from offshore and not using their resources that they have. The pipeline, as you know, was canceled. Now, if people
Are you in Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, British Columbia?
No, I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, but I know
the cancellation of that Keystone Pipeline hurt Canada as much as America.
Right. Now, if you use oil that's domestic, then everybody who's in that oil deal will have to pay taxes on it. That is to say, if I supply the oil, and obviously I get charged taxes, and those who are in the middle, who are the oil traders, their transactions will show up inside the United States are inside Canada, you see. So taxes will have to be paid on that. But if I import oil from the outside with an offshore trading company, I don't have to pay the tax because the transaction is outside the jurisdiction of the United States and Canada. All right? Now, that obviously the politicians have these accounts and they're involved in these oil trading deals. And so it's to their advantage to import oil from, say, Saudi Arabia and places like that, because the oil deal is handled by the international banks and their names don't even have to come onshore.
Yeah, no, the James, I agree with everything you're saying. But I would like to add an exclamation mark to what you're saying.
Sure.
And that's this. It's even worse. You're talking about the financial corruption of people like what's his name here? Our Attorney General, Merrick Garland. You know, when he ordered the FBI to investigate parents who object to what's going on in their schools, Merrick Garland's son-in-law is selling the crap curriculum to with his Panorama company. Merrick Garland's family is making millions of dollars.
Right.
I mean, this, now that's your financial corruption. But it gets worse. The worst is this.
Right.
The motives for these, some of their motive is financial corruption, but we are now encountering pure evil. And their deepest motivation for bringing the oil in from, you know, in canceling our oil and teaching communism in our schools is these people are they're sick. They're sick people. And this is something hard for normal people like everyone in the audience for this show. Everybody in this audience is normal and healthy. And it's hard for us to understand evil. But you have to admit to yourself, you have to face the fact that there are really wicked people in the world who relish the idea of destroying America. And that's what it turns out now, this demon that is in the White House, Joe Biden, you look at his face, and folks, I ask you to do this. Look at the faces of these people. Look at the Australian Prime Minister. Look at the New Zealand Prime Minister. Look at Justin Trudeau. Look at any of these people. Look at their eyes. Look at the cast of their faces. These people are evil. You know, you have to see it. Now, there's a movie. James, did you ever see the movie They Live?
No, I did not.
Have you heard of the movie?
I've been offshore for 30 years, and I haven't kept up with a lot of what's been going on.
Okay, you can watch this anywhere. If you have a pencil handy, folks, write it down. The director is a guy named John Carpenter. The movie was a number of years ago. The title is They Live. They Live.
Right.
And it's a wonderful movie in which the theme, if I can thumbnail it, it goes like this. The hero of the movie, kind of a Winston Smith figure, as in 1984, he finds, just happenstance, he finds a pair of sunglasses that he puts them on his face, and he looks around, and the sign, the billboard on the wall that he's looking at, instead of saying, you know, like happy days are here, it says you know, we are the dictatorship. He looks at another sign, and what it is, and then he looks at the people. He looks at people walking on the sidewalk, and normal people look normal through these sunglasses.
Right.
But the demons, the demons look like, you know, they look like, what's the name for those people? Zombies. They look like zombies.
Right.
And what it is that we have to be able to see that that Biden, Pelosi, Anthony Fauci, look at his face. That man is a demon.
Right.
That man is evil. His heart is evil. So going back to your point here about the oil, I think their goal is to kill you, kill me, kill the patriots, kill America, kill decency. This is what they want to do. And they are succeeding. Right now, they are succeeding. Tyranny is law. and revolution is duty. But go ahead, James.
Well, the lawyers know everything. I was taught by a hotshot East Coast lawyer. I was his secretary for 10 years, and I know how to set all this offshore stuff up. He was a tax specialist. I saw it all, see? And all the lawyers know about it, and lawyers talk to lawyers, all right?
Okay.
That is to say, if I'm a lawyer, I don't necessarily give all the details to other lawyers, but we're having lunch, and yes, I've got a client, and this and this and this. And then that lawyer hears that, and then he talks to another lawyer and says, well, I talked to so-and-so over lunch. And that lawyer might know more, you see, so they all keep up on each other's clients, you see, because that's where the money is.
Yeah,
so
now,
the lawyer...
Now, let me add this. Now, I think what you're describing there, that kind of financial corruption, that Mexican cartel kind of corruption, that's been going on for decades. You know, the Mexican government's controlled by the cartels through what? Cash, money, corruption. Interesting.
Right.
In Mexico, the average amount of money that the cartels pay to the average Mexican army general, guess the amount they pay every month to an average, the average going rate, you could say, if you're a general in the Mexican army,
right.
The federales, it's $50,000 a month.
Yeah, sure.
And that's you're being paid to just look the other way. And call off the dogs, you know, on the cartel.
Right.
Well, that kind of corruption has been going on for the longest time, and the Democrats are in that up to their eyeballs. But we're now, this is a new world here where that's going on. That's going on bigger than ever. But the new thing going on is one where they're not necessarily making money on the deal. Now we're getting pure evil where they're willing if they can kill America.
Yep.
They're willing to do it even if it costs them money, even if it costs them a lot of money, even if it costs them, it doesn't matter what it costs them, because what they relish as demons, as evil people, they delight. Like, think of if you want to think of how evil these people are, when people try to psychoanalyze serial killers, you dig down to it. You try to find out, why did Charles Manson want to kill a pregnant woman? What was what was he going to get out of that deal? Well, you finally get down to the sickening thing where it makes you want to throw up. He wanted to kill a pregnant woman because she was pregnant. That's what, and a stranger, someone he didn't even know.
Yeah.
And so the gore, the ghoul, the way they torture people, that is what evil is, and that's what they're doing to us. So that's what Pol Pot in Cambodia, the Red Guards in China, they torture their victims. They're doing it right now. Get this, folks. In China, where Apple is making all its money, Apple, Tim Cook, where is he making his billions? In China. Who's making his Apple products in China? Slaves. But it gets worse than that. The Uyghur slaves in Western China, they're in concentration camps that are bigger than any of the concentration camps of World War II. And what are one of the things that they're doing there? And I'm going now to this sadistic, this torture motive. But they're not just making money on this. I think that they are motivated by the evil of it. They are harvesting. Think about it, folks. This is happening, documented. They are harvesting the organs of living, healthy people in those concentration camps and selling them.
Yeah, can I make one more point following yours?
Sure.
A lot of times people who get involved in that ritual killing have to do it or they will be killed. They have to do it because they have to prove that they're one of the outfit.
The Mexican cartels, MS-13 is run that way. To become a member of MS-13, you have to kill somebody on orders. A stranger.
I'm just, yeah. No, I'm,
and
yeah.
And if you refuse, if you refuse to kill the person, now you're the target.
Yeah, well, but that happens in other situations as well, not just in Mexico, like Hollywood. You mentioned the Manson family, that kind of thing. It happens in those organizations as well that are domestic, right?
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. So this is part of the demonology you're talking about.
Yes.
So you cannot get into the group. You cannot be accepted unless you've done exactly what they've done, and they're watching you do it. You see.
Right.
So this is a factor. And go ahead.
No, and this is hard for us. For folks out there that are hearing your voice and mine, who are good people, this is one of our weaknesses. This is what our enemies take advantage of us. For us, it's unimaginable. It's unimaginable, but we have to imagine it because it's real. And because it's unimaginable, we think it's not happening because it can't happen.
Right.
We've got to realize it is happening because it can happen. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, and the good people of America live according to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is a great commandment given by the Savior, you see. That's what they've learned. And the idea of transparency, the founding fathers, this was their whole idea, was that in government, there should be transparency. And we don't have any transparency up here, obviously. And it's lost. And it's got to be brought back.
Yeah, and I think you'll agree with me, James. I'd like to hear your opinion on this, being north of the border. I'm convinced that if America falls, the world falls. Freedom dies in America, freedom is dead on planet Earth. I'm convinced, and let me get your reaction, I'm convinced that if America goes down, there's no place like Canada or Australia or New Zealand or France or, Scotland that is going to pull us out of the fire.
Yeah. There are certain parts of the United States, like where you're at in North Dakota, where people are really solid. You know,
yes.
People in North Dakota, very, very, very solid people. Having a great deal of transparency in that state, especially in the West, I figure, Williston, in that area.
Yes, and folks, if you want to come to a state that votes 3-1 for Donald Trump, come on up to North Dakota.
Right, right. That's at least one part of the union that will be solid if other parts of the union go down. People in North Dakota, they know who the good guys and the bad guys are.
Yeah.
So,
Well, James, thank you very much. Yeah. I used to, when I was younger, I always thought, whatever goes wrong in America, you can always go to Canada. Canada is I thought of, like, what was the name of that Mountie, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston
right.
of the Mounties. I always thought that was my image of what all of you Canadians are. And in your red jacket and your horse. And I thought, freedom can never die in Canada. But, that was then and this is now. And I know I was wrong.
Well, let's just say that we have suffered the onslaught of globalist machinations, what have you, and people can be bought. People are weak, and maybe some of these people are not real people either. You were talking about people with dark eyes and having expressionless faces. I see that up here in the people that are making these decisions about vaccines. And one of them, I read their bio, and it says they were born in 1965 or 66. Now, what's that supposed to mean? They weren't born at all? They were hatched? They lost the records? How could you lose records in the Dominion of Canada as to when somebody was born? See?
Yeah. No,
their
these
parents
people,
are not,
yeah, these people, there's something,
are not,
Yeah, the real rats, the really demonic people are.
Yeah.
And this, of course, we are now, all of us, you, me, everybody in the audience, we are in the most epic struggle probably in the history of the world between pure good and pure evil. And it's those of us that have faith that good will prevail, God will prevail, good will prevail. That's a very reassuring thought.
Yeah.
But this is such an epic struggle. Maybe not. Maybe evil will beat us. And it's not. In other words, there's no real. There's no room for relaxation here. There's no room for, the battle is joined, and nothing we've ever fought in the past, even the greatest war ever fought in history, World War II, is smaller than this war.
Right.
Well, James, thank you as always for calling.
All right.
We'll be back. Folks, we'll be back after this.
Adam Timber gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a ramblin' man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take
don't
no
take diploma.
I ain't got much to lose, but got
a lot to gain. I love Merle. We love you. We need you. Where are you when we need you? Anyway, let's go to another man we need who's with us right now here on Earth, and that's Donald John Trump. He was interviewed yesterday by a great woman, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine. Listen, I'm going to play you, because I would probably talk over the president, and we wouldn't get to the end of his interview. I'm going to play the end first. So let me play the last 3 minutes of Donald Trump's interview with Jeanine Pirro yesterday, so you can hear our leader, Donald Trump, who gave us the name of this show and the theme and everything else about it. This show would be nothing without Donald Trump. Let's listen to his last 3 minutes yesterday. Here he is with Judge Jeanine.
This is America today. What can we do about this?
This is America today. It's only going to get worse because you have all of these millions of people. Many of them are the worst people, the worst people. Somebody would say, oh, that's not a nice thing to say. Some of these people are the absolute worst
people. But the DAs are the worst.
They don't. All they want to do is indict Republicans. That's all they do. They want to go after Republicans. They use the DAs, the attorney generals, and the federal government. Now, sometimes you have fair people, sometimes you don't. They're good at destroying Republicans. They're horrible at destroying crime. They're letting these people that are killers go out. You look at Chicago, you look at New York, what's gone on with the crime in New York. New York is like a different place. Here's the good news. It could be changed, okay? You know, otherwise it would be so sad. You wouldn't even want to talk about it. But what's happened in New York, de Blasio is the worst mayor. It's filthy dirty. People are living on Park Avenue. They're living in tents on the most incredible streets where people come from all over the world and they pay tax, and which gives our police the money. They have to refund the police. They have to give the police more money. Mm-hmm. But what's happening in New York and what's happening in Chicago, where 88 people were shot last month and six died. I don't even know how only six died. 88 people were shot. You look at a weekend they had a little while ago where they had a weekend, a Labor Day weekend, where many people were shot.
Let's talk about Hunter Biden and his special counsel. This week, Merrick Garland was asked again about whether or not he would appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden. Again, Hunter Biden, who couldn't get his art, so-called art, listed in any gallery until his father became president, now selling at the same prices as a Monet or a Degas.
Yeah.
No special counsel. That's got to eat it.
I think that's the least of it. But the art is so terrible. So he's getting $500,000 a painting.
Right.
And I was seeing that a Monet was getting less. Okay. It's such a terrible situation. And we're not going to learn who the buyers are. Should I buy one?
But isn't Hunter Biden?
Give me great access to the White House.
They say that there's a wall. They have no idea. But there are people who are actually coming to the exhibits. So,
first of all, the concept of it is ridiculous. And you said he couldn't get in the past. I don't think he ever painted before. I think he just started.
Should I buy one? Oh, I love him. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hold on to that feeling. Steady like people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Steady like people. Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is our